We are learning Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Heyam Beis, and we're learning the Mishnah, a new Mishnah Daf Mem Heyam Beis. Hoya Noitel Sar Roish Nizrei, like we learned before in the Gemara, that you take the hair of the Nazir, and Mishaleach Tachas Adod, you put it under the pot that's cooking up the Shlamim. Vim Gilech B'Medina, Loya Mishaleach Tachas Adod, that's Taisus Girsa. Vim Gilech B'Medina, Loy Hoya Mishaleach Tachas Adod. If you took a haircut in the Medina, so then you don't send it tachas hadud, because the pasuk says that you shouldn't. Here, lemaisa, if you're taking Medina, that means you're not near the shlamim. You're taking the haircut Medina means out of Yerushalayim. Shlamim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, so it would turn out we'd have to cut the hair and then bring it there. When we said that, when it says v'lokach v'nosan, they can't have hava in between. So here, if you do it by Medina, he says, the Tanakhama says, Loi hoye meshaleach tachazud, you didn't send it to the dud because it's missing the hava. The medvar murim that we do this, putting the hair, burning the hair under the pot, but teglachas atahara. Only by teglachas after tahira. But teglachas atoma, which means the nazir became tameh, and he doesn't bring a shlamim. A nazir becomes tameh, he brings a asham, a chatas, and a oila. So by him, when he cut his hair, he did not put on tachas adud. So Tanakhama holds only by a teglachas tahira they put on tachas adud, not by teglachas tuma. And he also says b'medina loy, not in Medina because there's missing ava. Everyone, even Medina, you always send tachas adud. Chutz menat tamei shem Medina levad. Besides for tamei in Medina, that's the only one that you don't send tachas adud. It means a teglachas tuma that happens out of Yerushalayim. Now what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, because that here is nikvar, you bury it. And Tosfos says twice on the Amud already, he does not know where this comes from, but for some reason, that is buried. You bury the hair. You bury the hair.
Which dud do you send?
Oh, so question by Tamei, good question. That which dud do you put in? You don't have a shlamim. So you put it on either anything that you're eating. So by the tumah, what you eat is the asham and the chatas ha'oif. So you can put it. The kahanim eat that, so you put it under the right. You put it burn under the kahanim's pot when they're cooking their food, their asham. You'll put it under that. That's what you have to do. Zokta Gemara, noitel sa reish nizre. Tana rabbanon va'achkach noitel sa reitev v'nosan al sa reish nazir. A not a very well known halacha that you take the reitev and you put it with the hair. And you burn it under the fire. That's in the fire. It's under the pot of shlamim. It's not enough just to put the hair there. You put a little roitev there also. We'll see. It's a pasuk. It's a xeris kasa. A drasha. V'achad this roitev nosan asar reish nizrei. Moshtei tachas shlamim. V'im shilach tachas dud shel chatos va'asham yotza. If you put it under the dud of chatos va'asham yotza. Freite gemara. Asham b'nazatar miyikah. There's no asham by a nazatar. Nazatar brings, what are the three carbons nazatar brings? A chatas, a oil, and a shlamim. Not an asham. So what's pshat over here? So what's pshat that it says asham? So it must be, zamarava, chama, ve'im nazatar mei, mishaleach tachas adud, shal asham, yotza. So it says, by nazatar mei, put on the asham, yotza. Faith of the kasha, very simple question. You're reading this, doesn't read so good. You put on Asham Yaitza, that's the only thing you could do. Like, what a better thing to do? So, the Mefarshim have different Mahalchim. One of the Mahalchim is that really, it's supposed to be buried. Like we said, it's supposed to be buried, The halach is, if you burn it under Asham, you Yaitza that din of getting rid of it. That's one of the Pshatim. Others say that's one pshat, the Karanari's pshat. Others say a little different. They say that maybe if you have me, I should save that here for when I bring the shlamim after the taira and burn under there. I'm saying put under the asham yatsa. But anyway, it's a shtikla ara. What's the lashem? Either way, this brayso says that you do have a din of sreifa of the hair under the dud, even by a tamei, and it says put under the asham yatsa. No, Anamili. What's the makar for roitiv? They put roitiv on the sar. And Rav Amakar pasuk says, "Asher tachas zevak hashlam." What does it say in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, "You take the hair, look at the sar roish nizrei, and also on the eish, asher tachas zevak hashlam." So the extra word here is zevach. Tachas hashlam. What does it mean? Zevach hashlam. Teretz says, "Mezivchoy yehei tachtav." Zevach teaches from the zevach should be there also. From the zevach should be there also. That's the drasha, and that's what you know. He puts a little roitiv there. If you put the hair under the dud of the chatos, Yotza, yoytza. My timer. What's the makar for that? And this means even chatas of the Torah. My time. I'm a kro. Zevach rabbi chaz nashom. Zevach is marba chaz nashom. Afraid to Gemara. I just use zevach for the rotev. But fiktel hay zevach meroitev. I used it for roitev. So how can I use it for this also? Zok to Gemara. I'm king lame a kro. Roitev ashlamim. Let the pasuk say first. Roitev ashlamim. Why does it say zevach ashlamim? It must be to teach us also the rabbi is chaz vashom. My zevach marba rabbi chaz vashom. So, for example, maybe kul chas vasha, maybe everything goes for chata vasha mudasa. And how do you know to make a drasha for reitev? Im kain lema shlomim v'zevach. Let it say the other order: shlomim and then zevach. Shlomim then zevach. Let's say the other order, and then we can have the drasha of chas vasha. My zevach hashlomim puts the word zevach next to the word tachas. It says tachas zevach hashlomim. To teach us my zevach ashlamim, shvami no tarati both things. Teach us the din of zivchai, the teach of zivchai. First of all, it's number one, and number two, it teaches us the din of the chas v'asham are yoytze. Tanur Rabbanim, you have a brisa, and this brisa would have different shitas of which type of nazir you send. Where the hikah was, and which terminology you send the here takas hadud. Hakolim mishachem takas hadud. Chutz v'tomei shigilch medina. V'shesari nikpar. The Ramei. This is like Ramei of our Mishnah that you sent all the here say on teglachas tahira b'mikdash. Say teglachas tahira b'medina. Say when I say mikdash, I mean Yerushalayim. Say teglachas tuma b'Yerushalayim, but not teglachas tuma b'medina. Why? V'shesari nikvar. The Ramei. You bury the here. So Tosis is here again. Loy Mesparas Manolan. How do we know that? Okay. The Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Tahirim Kam Vikanoi Meshachim. By Tahirim, both places they were Meshalech. Tameim Kam Vikan Loy Meshachim. They were not Meshalech. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have a Tanakh down in our Mishnah so far. So far, our Mishnah's Tanakhama we didn't get yet. Because our Tanakhama said that that Allah is all the. What does it say in our Mishnah? It says, Megilch Medina Loy Meshalech. And it says, you don't send Tomei at all. The only one you send is only Taglachas Tahira Birushalayim. So Rav Yehuda says, Tahirim kam v'kam inside Birushalayim, inside Medina hoi Meshachim, Tameim kam v'kam loy hoi Meshachim. But Chomayim is Ewatana. Chomayim ha-kol loy hoi Meshachim tachas adud, chutz min ha-tor shebemikdash, v'shinasik mitzvosay. And the Mepharshim speak out, the Karanayra Rei speaks out, Tor shebemikdash means Tor Birushalayim. Because there is nasa kimitzvasai, that was done kimitzvasai. With there, you don't have to bring it, you don't have to do any hava. You could just do v'lokach manasam, because you're allowed to eat the mishlam any way you want in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the only one, according to the Chamim, that you mishalayach, was only tahar shiv Yerushalayim, and not tahar shiv Medina, not tamei anywhere, because tamei is nikvar. Only tahar shiv mikdash, you put it under the dud to burn with the rite of, like we said before, from the pasuk of mizivchai.